Welcome back, everyone, to the Drink and Drum podcast, the podcast with all the vibes. I am one of three hosts. My name is Timon Nicholas, aka Mr. Terrible.
Signing in, Jaron Tomlinson, the young sheller, aka Pineapple Badman in the building. Wagwan.
And it's your boy, Evron Williams, aka Big Easy. You don't know Wagwan.
This is the unapologetic podcast with really good intentions. The socials, them located at the bottom of this podcast right there. So make sure you hit us up and tell us what's going on. You know, I realized the last time we did the episode with Daniel, John wasn't here.
Well, yeah, I was in New Jersey that night.
Yeah.
Wagwan.
Whoa, why are you sound so?
How much sound?
Rough.
Boy, so you go.
Like you're trying to catch yourself.
So you go, man. Don't tell me that I'm going to lose my accent.
I can confirm.
The accent really got now. My voice just get deeper.
No. Your voice on raspy.
I'm make a foreigner.
Yeah, accent.
That too. Your voice doesn't sound that deep.
You sound like if you come back to Antigua, they're going to give you a 6 months in the country because you're a visitor.
You know, funny. Every time I left Antigua, they always did that. Now they give me 6 months.
That's it. But you see my card? That's fake news. Yes, Jaron.
Yo.
Let me give you a proper intro, see? Make the shit sound. Yeah. Ready? Ready? Okay. Okay. So, guys, I know you probably haven't heard Jaron's voice in a minute. This boy just came back from the army. For the army, the navy. Because we're out here ready to kill.
Marines, nigga.
You hear that? Marines. I got it wrong. I should get killed. But this nigga got stories. Now, I want all the details. I want everything, like how the drive was, what he had to do when he get there, all of you that he met, his thoughts. I want the details. I want to know who touched him at night. Who's the person who caused him to lose his voice? I want all that information. Yeah, Jaron. Talking shit.
That shit tough. I ain't gonna lie.
<There's that. laughs>
Yo, sir,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
I can't get into too much details with certain things because certain things, you know, that happen at Paris Island. I have to stay at Paris Island.
Well, fuck America.
Man, fuck America.
Hey. I defend the Constitution.
Say it with your chest, please.
I defend the Constitution. Better?
Yes, sir.
All right, yo. So, boom. First day, right? Like, I left from MEPS. Got on that flight.
First off, don't be using your jargons.
Yeah, what the hell is that?
I don't know what MEPS... I don't know what it means.
I understand.
So, I left from MEPS, right? And I got on that flight. So, now, Where did I land? I landed in Savannah, Georgia. And after I landed in Savannah, Georgia, I met some military guys, and they were so polite, bro. Like, I was shocked how polite these men were. So I willingly went to be with these military niggas, right? And they put us onto a bus. After they put us onto a bus, right, this nigga stepped on the bus, and he have on this hat, right, this cover. And bro, this nigga cover have this tilt, right, coming over his face, and it's like covering his eyes. My man look like a fucking One Piece villain. And my man come out, he come out, right? And he say, "Oh, y'all shut your fucking eyes." I'm like, what?
What?
He tell us, turn the phone off, shut your eye, put your head down. Everybody did it. So I'm like peeping up, trying to figure out what the fuck is happening, bro. And then the bus started driving for like an hour. So everybody have to keep their head down and their eyes shut. And I'm peeping around still because I'm trying to figure out what's happening, bro. We driving this long ass road, and I realize that this road is a bridge. So they taking us to, I know the place named Paris Island, but I didn't really know it was an island. So they take us to this one way bridge. I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
So how long it took to cross the bridge?
I don't really know how long it took because he was on the bus and he was standing up. So. Every time I look up, I had to put my head back down. So I don't know when we got on the bridge, when we came off the bridge. But I know when we made it to Paris Island, they tell us to get off the bus. And as soon as we got off the bus, right, two dudes came, right? Like, they just kick open this big-ass door. So now the Marines, right, they call the doors hatches, right? So these niggas kick the fucking hatch open. And then they come over here and they say, from this day forward, you will not use the word I, me, da 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 when referring to yourself and all type of shit. And I was there like, well, I'm tired, dog.
Like, yeah, don't ever change your whole grammar. Wait, what?
Yo,
what the boy?
The man of them was the man of them serious and aggressive, and they were big as shit. Like, these were real military dudes, bro.
Say,
like,
say nothing.
Say what?
You gotta ask a question, sir. When you say I, you mean me as in me? See what you say?
Yo, so like they start filing us and like funneling us into different groups and shit. So I came from MEPS with this dude from Philly. So I stayed with him, right? So like we stuck together and we went to like the same area. But then after they sent us to a classroom. Mind you, we got there around like 1 a.m. So we got there, you know, we got there around like 1 in the morning. And they put us in this classroom, right? And we were doing like little receiving shit, little paperwork. They were sorting out all our things, right? Mm-hmm. And then after we got everything sorted out, man, them sit us in the classroom and they told us, do not sleep. I'm like, what you mean don't sleep?
Oh.
So, bro, the next day came and we were just sitting down there.
Y'all could talk?
No, we're not supposed to talk. But, you know, we still gonna talk. But, like, we couldn't sleep. They didn't make us sleep for 72 hours.
Jeez.
For 72 hours, we were just up straight. Because every time you start falling asleep, you start dozing off. Because they were like patrolling the area. So they'd come and they just yell at you, wake you up and all type of shit. They shake you. So you have to do whatever to stay up. But I understood why they did that. Because we all came from different parts of the United States, right? So we all we're coming from different time zones. And everybody sleep at different time. They just deprive us of sleep for 72 hours. So that when they put us to the barracks, right? Everybody go sleep and then they get us on the same like circadian rhythm. So I get that, but I don't know why they didn't feed us too.
Oh, that's
where the boy draw the line.
That part I didn't understand.
And that's when I would have walked back over the bridge by myself.
No worries, no. With my eyes closed, head down.
That man say, once you walk through this hatch, you can never walk back out the hatch.
And I've that been is the truth. Concern.
That is the truth because I ain't never walked back out through the hatch. Yo.
And nobody asked you no questions. They're just like going along.
Ask him a question.
Like, Buzz, sir, what do you mean we can't leave ever again? What would that entail?
One person said something, right? And when I say the drill instructor start yelling at him, I could see the spit flying out his mouth into the boy's face. And the boy, he raised his hand to fucking wipe it, and the drill instructor grabbed his hand and put his hand to his side and tell him he did not ask for permission to wipe his face. I said, what?
So the whole time, what's your whole vibe there? Like, you're panicking, like, I hope this thing don't come over here.
No, be there, like.
I wasn't panicking, right? But I'm looking at everything and I'm trying to figure out, okay, how the fuck I gonna do this for 3 months? Yo, everything you need, you have to ask permission for. Tell me, one time, I snuck into the fucking head, right? To go take a shit. So now I'm taking a shit.
Wait, y'all can't shit without permission either?
You have to ask fucking permission.
Yeah, the boys have to ask.
Dog, so I snuck in there to go take a shit. So I'm taking my shit, right? And then somebody else tried sneaking and they got caught. So now the drill instructor come in and he said, what the fuck happening in here? It's a party. And my man said, get up.
See the wipe your ass in?
But he can't wipe your ass. Nah, my man said, get up and go. But he couldn't even flush.
Ooh.
Yo. Well, luckily, I didn't drink no milk. So, you know, it was a nice solid shit. Like, it just bloop. So I really had to get up, right? And my ass ain't even wiped yet. And I just put my shorts on.
I'd wipe my ass when I heard somebody came in.
Yo.
I'd be like, well, party's over.
My man, I was mentioned. It was impossible. You gotta understand, bro. Like,
hey.
The type of shit that
happened. There's a crusty body, though.
The real funny shit that happened, I can't really talk too much about it because, you know, what happened on Paris Island, it just have to stay there.
I don't but, think you need to stay there. I think you need to stay on the podcast, actually.
No,
that might really just tell out the whole reason I'm here.
It's to hear your man's stories. Exactly. I'm going to send out some mass apology now.
No. Like, what
the thing about it is, how is the unsanctioned shit party the least?
Yeah.
How is that the minimum?
You just give us a shit story.
That wasn't as serious.
When you got, like, how long was it before you get to wash your skin? Another 72 hours?
We couldn't shower for the 72 hours because we couldn't shower until we got to the barracks, right? And we also couldn't sleep until we got to the barracks.
So you had a rash.
It took us 72 hours to get to the barracks. Uh-huh. So I didn't shower for those 3 days until we actually got there because we landed on Monday and they took us to the barracks like 5 p.m. on Thursday.
So when did this shit happen?
This shit, no, the last thing where I say with the shit thing, that happened maybe 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
But like, yeah, the timeline, like everything's so iffy because the way how everything happened, boss, because you don't have a watch, you don't have anything, so you don't know the time. And once you lose the date, you gone.
Yeah, you gone.
You gone. Like, I didn't know anything that was going on anymore. Yeah.
Okay. So it was like the training, like?
The training itself, physically, I was not challenged. Like, I can do the pull-ups. I can do the pull-ups. I can do the push-ups. I can do the planks. What really bothered me was the runs. So the first, remember I told you we got to the barracks on Thursday after they were depriving us from sleep. We started eating food, like real food. So there's a thing, the chow box, right? The chow box have our cold sandwich, right? A fucking like a packet of raisin, a Nutribar, and a fucking cold ass egg. And what else? What else inside of the fucking chow box? I go lie, bro. The first time they gave me the chow box, I didn't like it. But you know, after 4 days of not eating, that cold ass sandwich tastes good, no fetch.
What's your hype?
Bro, that shit became a staple.
That kind of sound delicious.
That shit more neutrally balanced than most.
That's what I'm saying. It seemed well balanced and delicious.
No.
Neutral Valley.
No, I didn't say no Nature Valley. Like I said, Nutribar. The Nutribar don't have no damn nutrients.
The Kirkland. This is the Kirkland version.
It was
a placebo.
The box itself, bro. The box itself is probably like 700 calories. And I went there during my bulk. So I landed at 194 pounds, some shit like that. Within a couple weeks, and I think within like 4 weeks in, I dropped down to 172 pounds.
Turn on your camera real quick.
No. I already regained that in the dark. Because after we became Marines, so we eat, like the food, the meals, they're timed, right?
So
we
meals?
Have like 15 minutes. Yeah, all three meals, we have like 15 minutes to eat them. But now when we go to the chow hall, right, they break it down. First squad, second squad, third squad, fourth squad. I'm in fourth squad. And they were dickheads, bro. They don't like fourth squad. So it was always 1, 2, 3, 4. By the time fourth squad go in, it was like 7 minutes to eat.
What
so
squad were you in?
Fourth squad.
It was your
fourth. Makes sense.
So every time we got in, right, you just have to, bro, you got the knife, you got a knife in us, a fucking fork and a spoon, right? I ain't use that shit whatsoever. When I tell you I dip my hand in the rice and I just have feeding myself with my fucking hands. Cause you got 7 minutes to clear that tray. Because if you don't clear that tray, ain't nothing else for you to eat until it's the next time that you're going to the chow hall or whenever they bring you the little fucking chow box, which is 700 calories. So after I eat the chow box, bro, I get even more hungry.
The appetizer that
is. Like, all it does is open up your appetite and you just hungry as shit. You just have to sit down and wait until it's time to eat again.
So this is like humane torture.
So
might just say humane torture.
They said, right, that we have the same rights as a prisoner of war. So we get 3 meals a day. We get time to clean ourselves. We can send letters. That's just it.
So we send letters to Geraldine. Say, dear mom, I made a lot of mistakes in my life.
Coming here was definitely one of them.
Honestly, bro, I regret it so much. Yo, the whole time, bro. So the first week, remember I say they took us to the barracks on Thursday. So before we went to the barracks, right, they took us to medical. And at medical, they gave us some shots, right? So I'm vaccinated now. I'm mad as shit because I wanted to be one of the true breeds who wasn't vaccinated. But they vaccinated me. So after they vaccinated us, I got 8 shots. I can't tell you what the other shots were, but I know which one was the COVID shot because they said, this is the COVID shot. They didn't tell me what the other ones were. Bro, after we got those shots, right, I woke up on Friday. Friday was our initial strength test. So we had to do max pull-ups, max plank, and a mile and a half run. And I woke up sick as shit, mucus running up my nose. So like all the shots that they gave us, bro, the entire platoon was sick. Not even the entire platoon, the entire company was sick. So the company was about 300 people because I was in platoon 1028, the 1029. They got those other losers. Mm-hmm. Like everybody was fucking sick. And it was terrible. It was terrible. That was my first time actually running a mile and a half, by the way.
Shit, so how your feet, like your feet were after that.
Alright, is it a run or is it more of a jog? Like,
I guess it's a jog or a walk or something.
This is the thing, right? When you see, you got running. So everyone, it's not a sprint. Because I feel like when I say run, you just picture a sprint in the entire
I told you to follow, maggot.
Yo, Miss Josh, just tell her I run across the field. And that's what you see.
No, it wasn't a sprint. Yeah, so it was a nice pace run. I was running on the treadmill today, and so you know when the treadmill on like 6.5, I was running at like that pace. So nice, like just skipping, lean forward, everything nice and cool.
So it was a starting number, if you remember that.
My mile and a half.
Oh no, not sorry. I mean, like how many people were there, and then how many people dropped out about after the marathon?
I don't know. In my platoon, nobody got dropped. A lot of people failed, but nobody got dropped because our senior drill instructor. So we had drill instructors, right? And they were kind of strict, but they were kind of laid back. And after we did that shit, right, the nigga told us, oh yeah, y'all drill instructor's coming tomorrow. I'm like, nigga, what? Like, aren't you my drill instructor? So now, bro.
He's just the warm-up.
They had us sitting down on the floor, right? Because, yeah, we were recruits, right? E0, recruits. He wears nothing because he is nothing. So, you know, they make us repeat that about ourselves all the fucking time.
Your mother.
So they had us sitting on the ground, crisscross applesauce, right? Mm-hmm. And this is right after, like, doing the running shit. What?
You said that or they said that?
What?
The crisscross applesauce thing.
That's what my PMI said. That's my.
Couldn't take him seriously.
That's what my PMI. No, it was a woman, but that bitch can shoot. So, yeah, you. So you gotta watch yourself.
But the best shooters on the rookies, crazy.
Yo, so, like my hips and everything were kind of like hurting, but I was fine still. Tell me, I ain't gonna lie to you, right? So if you get injured, they send you to the infirmary. The infirmary have their own platoon. So that's Romeo Company. And what happens is after you get injured, you move to Romeo Company. That means you got dropped from whatever platoon you're in. So I would graduate later. We were marching and I fucked up my knee to where I couldn't bend my leg anymore. And I didn't tell anybody anything.
Why?
How you wrong with that?
Because I was not going to stay there extra 2 weeks.
Fair enough. But then how do you do everything else you need to do?
My limp.
Give me my shop.
My limp.
Let's do a second marathon because some of y'all look like y'all can.
It's not even a bro. So we ran a 3 mile. We ran a 3 mile every week, right? Sheesh. And we ran every day.
So how we're running?
No, 3 miles is pretty short. My 3 mile... At the end, my 3 mile was 20 minutes and 51 seconds. And that was with an injured leg.
Right. You didn't have a flex that hard. Jeez.
It's not really a flex. Because
the rest of us, it is your dickhead.
Humble yourself, sir.
It's not really a flex because I have a drill instructor, right? I had a drill instructor. And this man, he had a 17 minute 3 mile.
Comparing yourself to a drill instructor. Hey, this man.
Yeah, like, you realize this is this man's life. Mm-hmm. You just come.
You know how long it takes to run a mile? 15 minutes.
Ain't no way in hell. Yo, nah, bro. Like, I really have to sit down and try to, like, organize it from the dates. But, like, yeah, so our drill instructors came, and mm-hmm. they did this walk-in. They gave us a speech and all type of things where they said they're going to make a man out of us and all type of things, right?
Hey,
and I'm looking at these niggas, right? I'm looking at these niggas because, so oh, now.
I sit up and hit them with the moolah.
You check.
Out of you. I'm looking at these niggas, and you know, typically it's like young people who just they enlist and whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now I come in with my little plan, and now I go enlist at this later age in my life, and I'm looking at these drill instructors. I'm like, fuck y'all talking like I'm a young nigga, bro. I'm the same age as you, but you know, you can't just say it to them. Because if you talk to them without asking permission to talk to them, they fuck you up.
So you didn't get to explain to them your gender and your pronouns and what you identify as and that like that?
You can't do none of that.
Okay.
Come on.
You don't have no rights.
I can tell you this, right? So one of my drill instructors, he didn't like me. In fact, my senior drill instructor didn't like me.
He saw your toes.
And the other drill instructor didn't like me. So no, Timon, because you know, Jared can't take things serious now. So yeah, I had to refer to myself as Recruit Tomlinson like the entire time. But you know, I can't take things serious. Mm. So that man they're trying to break you, right? And I would not allow that, because ain't no way in hell I'ma let none of these people break me. Yeah, you're not gonna get the satisfaction.
I mean, I understand, Jared. Were you ready to go to the army before I get?
Don't worry about that, man. Just
he needs to let everybody in the gym that he was at know that they're pussy and he's not.
So now, right, okay. Yo, the man, every day, right, every day they wake you up at 4 o'clock, 0400, and you have like 20 seconds to get online. So they say, lights, they flip the lights on, and I'm on the top rack. So I have to jump down, I have to put on my fucking slippers, and then run on the line.
Question.
What?
So when your knee was injured, I need to jump off your bed.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I tried to
I tried to land.
So imagine a man jump off your bed, you go.
No, I always tried to land on the left foot, right? Because the right one was really fucked up.
Tough.
But I was dragging like my right foot to the line, and every morning I didn't make it online, like online on time.
So it's going to the pit.
Yup.
Ah.
Yup.
See on TV.
The pit fucking knew me. The pit knew me. Bruh, like, we ain't even eat breakfast yet. We ain't even clean the place yet or nothing, right? But I'm in the pit.
So how much time you practice black magic in the pit?
You ain't got time to do that. Because okay. When I tell you, bro, the simple, like, there was a simple combination of, right, fucking push-ups and high knees will fuck you up.
Oh my goodness, bro. You still on this damaged leg? Doing high knees?
I tell you, dog. You sound like the leg happened early.
You should have took the 2 weeks.
You check.
Nobody would have made me stay on that island for 2 more weeks. But I'm telling you, right? The simple combination of push-ups and high knees was crazy. Because when they say push, right?
Uh-huh.
You have 5 seconds to drop on the ground and do the push-ups. When they say high knees, you have 5 seconds to get up off the ground.
Somebody's watching you while you're in the pit just telling you what to do.
Yes, bro. The man there, and he yelling at you and like spit flying out of his mouth, bro, and that shit just bombing you down, and you just have to do it.
So could you ask someone to switch beds?
They're saying that, yeah, I could.
So why didn't you?
Because that nigga was kind of weird, bro, so I didn't really want to talk to him.
Okay, go ahead, tell your story.
Yo, but the push and the high knees wasn't really the bad thing, though. It was when the drill instructor that didn't like me took me out to the pits. Because I actually got scared whenever he took me out. Because he was kind of fruity, you know what I mean? But the things that he would make me do out there in the pits was just different. So, no, right?
Hey, yo.
I'm intrigued.
No. Because, like,
that's what you can't talk.
It was just cruel and unusual. It was just cruel and unusual. So my man would tell you, go pick up sand, right? And look up in the sky and do jumping jacks. Sanders are falling, yeah.
What is it?
And you just have to deal with it.
So Keenan, it was torture.
Man, ever take in a field until you count the grass.
No. But I know one time I look up in the sky when I heard like a heavy thing in the ear. Cause I was like, yo, this don't sound like the regular jet would be. So I look up and the man said, oh, tight. You wanna see it? Chase it. And the man made me run. The man made me run for a mile behind a fucking plane in the sky, bro. I was running.
To get permission to look at the plane, huh?
Well, it was risking permanent damage over 2 weeks. That's crazy.
Right.
What does that go for?
Where meniscus must be fucked.
Bro, that's wild.
Yo, nah, like.
My understanding. One
time, after a storm, so the pit, right? Because Paris Island is like 5 or 10 meters above seawater, like the sea level, right?
Mm.
So as soon as like a rain come, you flood. No, there was a storm, and that's more water than the regular rain.
Yeah.
It's flooded, and the fruity one sent me out into the pits, boy. Because I don't even remember what I did, but it was bullshit. Man sent me to the pits. So now we out there, and the man tell me go do my high knees and all that type of shit. I'm doing that shit, the dog. But then he look at the water. He tell me, drop on the ground, right? No, he said bicycle crunches. After I started doing the bicycle crunches, he tell me roll. So I started rolling in one direction. And then after, like, I roll over to the water, the man tell me plank. Come on.
In the water?
Yes. So I had to plank, right? And the water just...
In water boy, no.
Basically. I'm planking and the water just below my nose, right? And every time I inhale, water just flies straight up in my nose. And I'm just there, like, just looking at him like, yo, this nigga just keep fucking with me, bro. He really didn't.
Let's try to extract information.
This man, no, it's not that little bitch can do him.
I am God.
Nah, bro. Whole time I'm there, I just want to know, like, what wrong have to happen in your life for you to say you want to be a drill instructor? Because they, bro, the shit that they do, first of all, they don't have no days off. So I know they hate their job and they hate their life and they take it out on us.
So if you had the opportunity, would you do it all over again?
Fuck no.
Okay. So would
if I had the opportunity, I would have went to the Navy.
Would you recommend anybody join the Army after this experience?
I would. Bro, you learn a lot now from the fucking Marines. Like my little 3 months there on that basic training, like you learn some shit. That shit was fun. But it was not.
You say you had like this weird person sleeping on the bunk below you. Like what was your platoon like? Platoon 4?
So now I was in platoon 1028, right? So now we Delta Company 1028. It was cool. My platoon was cool. We had a whole lot of Hispanics, right? Yo, so y'all know man do Muay Thai, right? And man can fight.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a couple sparrings going up. And Timon, I was 8-0. And I'm feeling like a boss, bro. Because I was ready to get the championship belt. Whole time I'm there beating niggas up. I'm like, bro, I'm going to go to the UFC.
This happened before you fuck up, buddy.
This is when my foot was still fucked up. But low.
Muay Thai with a fucked up leg is crazy.
No, I didn't. No kicks.
Didn't get no leg kicks.
It was body sparring. It's body sparring. So we boxing, right?
Still, where you getting the power from? You say your right knee was fucked.
Let's put all the way.
That's not your lead leg?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Mm-mm. Lead with the left.
Okay. Oh, you lead with the left. You're right handed. Well, you be right handed, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you lead with your left. Yeah.
So after 18, you know, I'm feeling like a fucking champion. And I wanted to fight somebody in my platoon because he did some shit, right? Like some shit happened and it caused all of us to get our shit like flipped and mixed up and fucked up and all type of shit. And I know it was this nigga that set up this other nigga now. Like I know it was him. Nobody believed me, but I know it was him because I peeped some shit the other night. So I wanted to fight him. But then my senior drill instructor, like when he was trying to set up the fight, I don't know how he got it mixed up, but the man sent me to fight this fucking kid from Venezuela.
Hi.
Zambrano.
Hey. Hi.
Zambrano. So now, dog.
So the boy remember the name?
At this point in time, right? Bro, that boy barely know English now. At this point in time, I'm like 185 pounds, and I'm still looking good. I'm looking big. I'm beefy. I can swing at it, bro. I've been knocking people out. Zambrano fat, but he fit fat. So Zambrano 3 miles. Zambrano 3 miles was at 21 minutes. I fit fat, man. Yo, we got in this fight, right? And when I say first punch I got from Zambrano, because he swing first, right? First of all, a fat man not supposed to hit so fast. But yo, my man got hands, bro. So he swing and he hit me in the face. And I was biting down on my fucking mouth guard. But bro, after that, I like kind of released my bite and I was dizzy as shit. I'm like, yo, what the fuck, bro? I ain't never been hit this hard in my life before.
So wait, hold on. What's the purpose of the sparring? Just to get some training, some...
It's to get you comfortable with fighting. It's to get you comfortable with fighting and all of that shit. It's to build confidence.
And what's the person who gets like the top score? What's the prize for them?
What prize? There's no top score. If you get a mouthpiece, you get a phone call home.
Ooh. See, so, I guess that's something of value.
Right?
Yeah, if you get a phone, a mouthpiece, or if you get somebody to leak, like really fucking leak, not a little, spit a little blood, if I can fucking break their nose and like their nose dripping, like just running blood, then you get a phone call for that too. But you're not supposed to put nobody in the face.
So you 8-0, your phone call in the bag, and then they put this big brazen statue in front of you to come like take away your wins.
So yeah, boy, move that.
He wasn't even big. He was shorter than me. He was shorter than
he's thick.
He just, bro, my man was like a, he like a bulldog. Cause when I tell you, after the first hit, I was dizzy, but I kind of got myself. So I'm backing up and I hit him like a,
Is it bare knuckle?
Nah, we wearing gloves. Oh, I hit him a two piece, right? And Zambrano eat those shots and he's still coming towards me. So I'm backing up and I'm like trying to swap stance and all type of things, trying to throw him off, but he just not fazed by anything. He want his phone call, and he just, bro, he was just, yo, Timon, I got fucked up. I got fucked up. Timon, I was actually scared for my life. Timon, I rappelled down a tower that didn't have anything to put my foot on. I was in a fucking gas chamber. I got tear gassed, right? Ooh. And I had to hold my breath in the tear gas for like damn near a minute because the people in my platoon were so pussy. But I was scared for my life fighting Zambrano.
First of all, you're telling us some sick ass stories. You can't just be jumping around.
No.
You passed it over a lot of shit.
No, these are just small little things I have.
They're not as small to you.
You.
You don't go through the fire. No. I'm out here watching it burn.
But like after all that shit, bro, I was scared for my life fighting Zambrano. Cause bro, I hit him a six piece in his head. Cause he would not stop coming towards me.
Oh, and when JoJo shit, you're like, rah, rah, rah.
Bro, my man ate all of those. He ate all of those, bro. His head didn't even flinch when I'm punching him in the head. So I'm trying to figure out like, yo, what is this that I'm fighting, bro? We're wearing boxing gloves and I tried to like clinch onto him and my man hold me and body slammed me. So like he hugged me back and then body slammed me. He was over me, bro, and he just out punching me in the face.
That's a real bro.
Yo, the drill instructors, they there, and they telling me fight back. I'm like, bro, fuck this shit.
Fight back, nigga, fight back.
You gonna let him do you like that?
Nigga said, ain't no. I'm trying to crawl away from him, bro, but
if that was me.
Being me, bro.
Jeez.
Right? Yo. So after this whole thing done, they just expect everything to be done there. Like, yeah, it's all for the game.
You sound so. Never mind, it's good.
It's all done there because, like, we know what we're doing it for.
True.
But,
true,
like, bro, I was so tempted to go and spit my mouth, yeah, so just to give Zambrano that phone call because I couldn't fight him anymore, bro. I couldn't fight him anymore. Like, he was.
Is it like a timed match or is it just like a.
It's whenever they say, you know what, it looked like we should end the fight.
Yeah, okay.
And they're not ending the fight until you look dazed.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I didn't look dazed because I felt dazed. But they didn't end the fight. Yo, what I said, Zambrano was over me, right? And just punching me. Like, I'm punching me in the face, I'm punching me in the ribs. Bro, I'm punching me in my sternum.
So, when you were getting punched, what were you thinking about? Man, is it worth it?
No, like, that. I honestly thought I was gonna die.
Yeah, it's like, the more you don't, they get rock paper. Rock.
The boy said, "Man, I'd rather be in the gas chamber right now." And that's wild to me.
I really wanted to be in the gas chamber.
Zen Brown hand hit harder than the purple spurball.
Tear gas, and yes,
tear gas.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, tear gas is worse. Wait, right? Which is worse? The pepper spray or the tear gas?
Definitely tear gas.
Tear gas is worse. Pepper spray just affect the eye. Tear gas is affects like your skin.
Yeah,
it affects your skin. Your throat, like that shit. It clogs up your throat, right? Yeah. So they taught us how to clear the gas mask, you know. But I breathe through my nose, right? And I exhale through my nose. You know, a lot of people like they mouth breathe.
Yeah, most of you.
So I breathe and exhale through my nose. So now they tell you, put your hand on the thing, right? And you breathe out. And my dumb ass breathe out through my fucking nose.
Oh,
and
shit.
And because I did that, right? I expel all the fucking oxygen out of my fucking mask. And I didn't clear out, like, the tear gas that was in it. So I had to pull my mask. I had to inhale the tear gas in the ear. Get that shit and then do it again so that I can have like clean, like filtered ear inside of my mask. Yo, it was fucked up because that shit grabbed my throat. That shit closed my throat, right? And I thought I was gonna die. And I was getting ready to run out.
I think I live with sinus mode.
I was getting ready to run out of the gas chamber, but then somebody tried to run out before me and a drill instructor hit him with a spear.
Lay down.
When I saw that, style.
Lay down, boy.
When I saw that, I said no.
That's about it.
I said no. I was just staying here.
So, like, they tell you how to stay long in there if something happened.
What you're supposed to do? You're supposed to break the seal, right? So they say gas. You break the seal, and you allow the gas to get into the mask, and then the breath that you have inside your body. You use that to clear the mask, and it filters the oxygen, and then, you know, you breathe for a little while.
Oh, so you're supposed to breathe into the mask with the gas and
blow it out? No, so you exhale
through your mouth.
Exhale through your mouth, right? And then that clears the gas. Yeah, that's
inside the mask. It's like blowing water out of your snorkel.
Yeah, bro,
my dumb ass, like, I did that shit through my nose, and after I did that, I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
So yeah, when I see you hit the mat with the spear, I really just stood in there. I was like, I'm not gonna try that.
I ain't gonna be that guy.
Spear you back.
No, bro.
And they hit you with the RQ.
I'm be real with you. So my drill instructor that did that, he was like 210 pounds, I watched the man do 44 pull-ups. So
in a row.
In a row.
That's nothing.
Come on.
That's light work.
Oh, okay.
And my maximum pull up is about 70.
Okay.
What? Okay.
You think I can't pull 200 pounds?
Oh, hey.
But these are muscles now. If you hear, if you think it's fat over this muscle.
I hear everything you say.
You know who me name?
Come on. I watched him do 44 pull ups tonight. I wasn't gonna fuck with him whatsoever.
That's what the boy showed his betas that he's the alpha.
Another thing.
I'm gonna give it a solid 12.
Another thing, being 210 pounds, like, he should not have an 18-minute 3 mile, but my man, he lapped me. Like, he was lapping me on the track, and when we ran the 3 mile out on the road, like, he started after me, he ran past me, and he ran past me again.
Yeah, that's have to be some tactic to let them know that, like, listen, y'all not in my league.
It really
you is.
You know that, I don't know.
What?
You make somebody pick me up after my pass out, you're driving back and I run past again.
Bro.
Bro, I would be defeated if somebody lapped me, boss.
So,
bro, the way, they're honestly superhuman. Like, I'm going to tell you this. They're honestly superhuman.
Okay. So, like, you admire these people.
I kind of do. Not that much, but I kind of do. Like, their physical capability, it's amazing. And to pick a job like this, to say this is a job that you want to do, I find it crazy. Because you're away from your family for 3 months. And They don't get a lot of sleep.
So everybody who enlists
as a Marine have to go through this training.
Okay, so I thought this was like basic.
Yeah, man, this is Marine basic training. Okay. Army and shit. Army, they have a stress card where they can say, I'm feeling stressed, and then the drill instructors have to leave them alone. Also, Army, they have their own, like, fucking rooms and shit. Like, it's real pussy shit, bro. Yeah, like, they all fucking pussy. Yeah, who gets bro. Paid more? They keep their phone. They all get paid the same.
I understand why they pussy.
Like, it's just pussy, bro. When I told y'all I was going to do this, bro, I was literally on Google. I was like, toughest military branch. And that shit said Marine. I was like, okay. And I called the recruiter the next day.
I don't want peace.
My man, we had swim qual. Tell me, y'all know I can swim, right?
Mm.
Well, we swimming in a pool.
Okay.
And that pool deep, no fuck. 9 feet.
Okay.
So, I didn't even know how to start it and where to end it, right?
Did you just jump in thinking that, this is nothing, and then just never meet the bottom?
No. So the other half of the pool is 9 feet, where the diving board is and where you have to float and all of that, right? But the other part where you swim across, because there's 5 or 6 events in the swim qual, and you have to swim across the length of the pool. It was a big, long fucking shit. It was tiring, but you know, bad boy got that. After that, right, they put you in the pot to practice floating, and then you have to start float, and you have to float for 5 minutes. So there I am floating, maybe a good 2 minutes or something, but it's just so fucking difficult. It's so tiring. You don't get good sleep. Your legs and shit hurting from all of the running and shit, bro. And I start cramping up.
Yeah, I'm like, that part.
Hey, bro, every time we went into the pool, I always started cramping. And the swim instructor tell me, eat more salt. I'm like, boss, I barely get time to eat. Fucking me, eat more salt.
Where do we get that from?
So, bro,
Okay, I know you weren't swimming with that bad leg.
I was floating with it. Yo.
At this point, you superhuman.
Boy, left leg was huge.
Yo, I had a good 2 minutes in there. And the man tell me, yo, 3 more minutes. I'm like, yeah, I got you. So I'm trying to float and get closer towards the wall so that I can cheat. Because I was going to kick and just keep putting my foot on the wall and, you know, Spider-Man my way up all the time.
You know how that looked from outside the pool?
I don't know. But on my way to the wall, like, this is what I get for trying to cheat. On my way to the wall, I lost my rhythm. And once I lost my rhythm, I started drowning. So now I fell though, right? Like I lost my footing, I lost everything, and I started sinking under. So now
it's crazy because in my head I'm like, he lost his footing on the water and then started sinking.
So I panic every time, like the water splashes in my face. I panic and like I exhale, so I clear the oxygen out of my fucking lungs. So now I started drowning, and as soon as my head went under the water, I did.
First exhale. Off, where did that come? Where did that exhale come from? The mouth or the nose?
Oh, the fucking mouth.
You're learning. You're fucking learning.
Bro, I started going out of the water, right? And they threw they throw 2 fucking things for you to catch and save yourself. That didn't work with me, cause I'm panicking, bro. I'm drowning. So I started sinking under. And I'm trying to like push myself up, but then he dive in the water and he saved me.
Question.
He whisper and tell you you fail.
They make you catch yourself first and then they tell you that you fail.
Ah, okay.
Yo, so
one thing, Darren, is it that okay? Because you're in that kind of setting, right? It's like a controlled environment. Is like the whole time you're drowning, are you feeling like, yeah, that might not really make me drown, so I'm safe? Or are you fully flipped? It's like, yo, I'm dying.
Yeah, I was fully like flipped out. I thought I was dying, bro. Oh, no, I go no. Like, as much as they say they ain't gonna let you drown, I feel like they might just let you drown.
I feel like they would have to let you drown for a second because like you can't.
Just drown for a little bit. Just drown for a little.
So you have to let him drown a little bit so that they can calm down.
He just drown a little bit.
You can't rescue a panicking person. They might knock you out. So that's yes, a little yeah.
I was scared of that.
How do I say though? I guess that
point. You're supposed to pretend.
You look up, you see a boot or boot off the diving board come to for your head.
Just to make sure.
Just to make sure.
I go like it was an experience.
So wait, when you fail, how many times they give you to like retry?
You have
something?
3 times a day, and you have a week to pass. Mm. I failed 4 days in a row.
Swimming?
Yes.
Hi. So this is my dolphin now.
First, I fail to float, then I fail to swim across, then I fail to float again, then I fail the diving board. It's like 25.
Oh,
feet.
It's like so you have to do everything
all in one. And you have to do it all. Yeah, if you fail one, then you have to start over from the beginning again. And I failed the diving board. When I made it to the diving board,
Jesus.
Every fucking time I got to the diving board, I did the same thing. And I knew what I was doing wrong, but I couldn't help it. As soon as, like, I hit the water, I exhale.
Oh, nigga.
Bro,
it's almost like you should have took that 2 weeks.
Should have took that 2 weeks for real.
It's like it has the time.
How scary was it to jump off? I've never jumped off a diving board.
That's why I'm asking how high it was.
25 feet. It wasn't that scary.
Well, you know how high 25 feet is.
That maybe 25 feet. 25, maybe 20. It was high, but it wasn't that high. It's like
was
20
it like
to
a springy
50.
One or like a stiff one?
It was stiff. And if it didn't jump off, if it didn't jump off in 6 seconds, they push you off. So
did they expect you to fall off in any kind of form? Dive
feet first. See, you gotta be feet first.
That's easy.
Ankles crossed type shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. That's easy. That's not no big.
Boss
diving into water is scary because I'm just like, what if I mash up my fingertips?
Say that, boss. Every time I touch the water, every fucking time.
Why? Why are you panicking that way? You
I don't know.
Finders?
I just pause and then make yourself like wait till you float back up.
I didn't. But when the thing is, after you dive off, since you sink down, you get down to the bottom, and it is 9. I don't think that part was 9 feet. What we have to swim across was the 9 feet. But like from there, you can jump and like get yourself back up. But every time I got there, I struggled to like float.
It's timing too.
Struggled to get myself back to float because after you jump back up, you need to go take that deep breath and then you need to take another deep breath to get your fucking lungs fully inflated to swim. So like I was struggling with that shit. But you know,
was the pressure like an issue too?
No,
because I know like. The reason I can't dive into water is because my eardrums go freaking just kill themselves in my head.
You sound old boy.
No.
Yeah?
The only pressure that was there was the drill instructors yelling at you, telling you that a bitch and you need to do this shit. Because if you don't do it, you're getting dropped. And when they get dropped, that's 2 more weeks. Mm-hmm. And Jaron was not going to do 2 more weeks.
Oh, yeah. So it's really that man hold your hostage to the pass.
They hold your hostage to the pass, yeah. Yeah, if you fail 3 times, then you get kicked out.
Okay, all together. Okay, good, good.
That's pretty tough, bro. So that man's really had you not sleep for 3 days, not watch this game for 3 days, let you run a marathon, had you fight that guy. What else? You get tear gas in the face. You had to go in the pit about 4 or 5 times. You had to drown 4 or 5 times.
Bro, I was in the
pit. There was still more.
Every day,
the boy in the pit.
I was in the pit every day.
For 3 months.
For 3 months. Okay, first of all, it's not your load from your squad, I'm sure, right? There's more people there going in.
It was mostly me because I was, bro, I'm a fucking idiot, bro. I don't take nothing serious, though.
So, were they trying to see what y'all look like when y'all dead? Because I feel like that's the outcome from some... First of all, anybody died?
No, nobody died.
Oh, okay.
And if someone did, would you be allowed to tell us?
Yeah.
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
Probably wouldn't be able to call their name, but well, we wouldn't be able to tell y'all somebody dead.
So besides the person who kind of pissed you off, anybody else was annoying you from your squad?
I didn't like Herrera. I did not like fucking Pratt. I did not like...
They sound like hateable names, you think?
Right, yeah. Herrera, Pratt.
What? Hernandez. Hernandez was cool, you know.
Seemed like a cool dude. Is he?
He was cool, but the thing is, right? He was a little boy. He was 17, right? Young. And he always fucking around. And he always got the platoon fucked up. So, he would have snitch.
That's who make you bangy.
Yeah, I feel like he
you're ruining the room.
Snitch.
I mean, hear me out. You're ruining the room with a big blanket. I lie behind the blanket. You know who behind the blanket?
Jack, he too late for this now. He too late. Oh, you know else? Whatever, like fucking Mandel, but Mandel he got dropped because his eye got fucked up. He fell, big shot guy.
Oh no!
He fell and he hit his eye against the pole, and he fractured his nose.
Unlucky of a person you are.
Yeah, he fractured his nose. He lost like
was a skill issue.
Huh?
Skill issue.
You didn't know what you said, no.
I said it was a skill issue.
Ah.
Must be. How you fall and hit your eye?
Yeah, where he fell from?
The ground?
Question. Instead of about just walk like, oh man, I'm so tired. Whoa. And it hit his face?
Yeah, when we saw it,
he wasn't balancing, jumping off of the diving board.
Nah, bro, this was in the squad bay. Like, his eye was all fucked up, swollen and shit.
And he didn't get no 2 weeks. He just sent him home.
No, he's still there. He's still there.
I don't know.
Because what they don't
nobody
do, they
leaving everyone waiting here.
Yeah, they not sending nobody home, dog. First, they have to patch you up first. So after they patch you up, then they put you into a next platoon. And you need to try graduate with that platoon. If it get hurt again, then they patch you up again. And then they put you with another platoon.
So
now, this is the thing, Timon. Mm-hmm. If I went to medical and I told them that my foot was fucked up, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's no guarantee that they would put me into the platoon that's 2 weeks behind of us. So there's no guarantee I'd get placed into like hotel. Because if it took fucking 2 months for them to fucking take care of my foot, they would have to take care of my foot for the 2 months. And then they put me in the company around that time. So I would have been there for 2 months and 2 weeks.
Yeah, boy, keep limping.
Yeah, dog, I was playing that game.
So when you finished and you got your shit, you tell them, yes, I was damaged for about like a month and a half.
The moment I got the EGA in my hand, I look the drill instructor in the face and I tell him I want to go to medical. Like while he giving his speech, he's saying, you know, you did this and that's a lot of people. Yeah, you know, the people who drop. I look him in the face and I say, I want to go to medical. Because remember, they told us we can't say I this and that from the beginning of everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I felt so fucking empowered to look him dead in the eye and say, I want to go to medical.
I better boy stress that I want to go to medical.
So I was like, oh.
Ooh.
Bro.
That's crazy.
Like this shit before that, bro, we had like the day before. So there's a crucible, and the crucible is 3 days of like events that this is what like you learn everything that you learn in Marine Corps. This is what you're doing here. So you go back to the gas chamber, you go back to the rappel, then we have things to solve together. We have to climb this fucking thing. There was this obstacle where we had a pole and we're supposed to throw this pole over this other thing. So what we did to get this over was we had like a couple tall people and we had to set them together and then we started like stacking people on shoulders to throw the pole over the thing and then climb over. And like I'm standing on top, I'm like hanging from the top of the thing and somebody else there. And holding another
is
person.
Is it like a lamp post or?
It was a big thick piece of metal that we have to throw over a fucking like a wooden thing that we can climb up and jump over.
So I'm assuming it's a tall fence, a heavy pole. What happened when you all push it and let go and then you just fall back? Who getting hit if that hit?
I don't know, because it didn't happen.
Okay, fair enough.
But it was a lot of fucking work. They had us running. They had us running with ammo cans, with some 30-pound ammo cans in fucking 92-degree weather, running all over the place. Mm. We had 5 MREs for the 3 days, and an MRE is pretty much a chow box. So after I eat the MRE, I was hungry. So I crack open another MRE. So
somebody has one? Oh yeah.
No, I crack open another one of my MRE. So on the last day, I didn't have no food whatsoever.
Oh my goodness.
There you go.
Yo, that night. Yo. So
So nobody's tried to stop you?
A lot of people crack open this.
You had a friends?
A lot of people crack open this because they were all hungry. But the night before, I was raiding people bags. There's a couple of us who's raiding people bags. Going over to the other platoons, raiding their bags.
Because I had alert, the pit wasn't tough enough.
What is that, bro?
Man, hungry.
Yo, Jared's forever savage.
You were here.
You know, funny, bro. Yeah. So, our platoon, we ended up calling ourselves like 28 Savage. So, okay. the other platoon, their drill instructor started calling us 28 Average because.
Hi, soft boy.
Technically,
she kind of hard, not gonna lie.
It was tough. I was like, how the fuck they even came up with that shit? Because we never won any event, but we never came last.
Okay.
Like, we never came last. So they call us 28 Average because they said we never won any event.
So who was the team or the squad that was winning mostly?
I feel 1,030. 30 was winning the most. But like they won 2 events. The girls also won 2 events. That's 25. So now they get graded differently, right? Because you know they're women. So 12 pull-ups is our max. So the max pull-up points. All the girls need is 3 pull-ups.
What?
Crazy,
right?
Well, I'm to equality.
In a real.
Okay, fair enough. Move on.
In a real. So all they
when
need
I
was out 3
pull-ups. When I out and I beef people for real, you think that man they look around Cathy and say, yeah. I got toned down this force for she. I don't understand why.
Give that man 12 bullets to the body and give those women. So let's get everyone.
I say, if y'all both preparing for the same set of circumstances, how this makes sense?
First off, everyone, when women go first, the guys are going to take it easy. And I don't know where I'm going with this. So carry on.
So yeah, man. They won that because there was this guy in our platoon too. Now he was mad pussy, right? He got tired. He wanted to quit, but we telling him, bro, there's no quitting. The quickest way off this island is to graduate. He wanted to quit. He was tired. He was pussy. He was just in his fucking feelings. So while we're doing our shit, yeah, like real bitch made. He decided that he not partaking in the event anymore. So we lost points, and the girls, they ended up beating us by 0.5 because of that. So technically, that was our win, but he made the girls and take it.
I ain't a bang him.
He got dropped that same day. So he was getting dropped that same day, like he had to pack his shit, and the drill instructors was there. They were yelling at him so he can find the things that he needed so he can't bang him because he didn't spend the night with us.
Fair enough, because he would last. You know that?
Master, we can't leave him with these savages. 28 of them.
Yo, it was really fun, you know. That's the crazy thing about it, right? Because it was miserable. You outside in the hot sun, and then sand flyer bite you. And if you dare clap and try kill one of these sand fly, then man tell you drop to the ground instantly, and you're doing push-up on this hot tar. And first I didn't understand why, but then a veteran came. Y'all ever watch the movie Full Metal Jacket?
Yes.
So the guy whose platoon that was for, right? Like he came and he spoke to us, And he was telling us about like that whole sandfly thing. Cause he's saying when they were in like the jungle and whatnot, you cannot move if a bug fly in your ear. You cannot move or anything because the enemy out there and you not, you're not giving up your position. Like you're waiting for the perfect time to flank. So the man say, you just have to deal with it. Bro, fucking bugs flying in my ear, right? And I ain't gonna lie, bro, at first I did a little shimmy.
Twitch.
But after a while, I just got used to it. When I tell you that man had me doing the jumping jacks with the sand in my eye, with the sand in my hand, and the sand falling in my eye, I just got used to having sand in my eye. Bro, right now, shit come towards my eye, and you know that you got the reflex to blink.
Yeah.
I just look at it.
That's why, look at that shit.
That's why flying shit in your eye. Old people never tell you never put up the lids in your eye, because flying shit there.
The lids are
really good for
I just don't flinch at shit coming to my eye anymore.
Well, I feel like you could learn that by sparring.
I think that helped too. Because he was doing the Muay Thai before that.
Yo, it's fucking...
So you said there was another guy that came from Philly with you. How long he last?
He still... He graduated with me, man.
So
he
was like...
Philly.
He was going to quit. He was going to quit. I had to talk to him. Like, every day I had to talk to him. I make sure he don't quit. Because, yo, the drill instructors, bro, they get in your face. And when they all start screaming and they spitting in your face and shit, right? Like, you ready to explode. And I'm just there, I'm chilling, I'm watching them because they gang up on him because I don't remember what the fuck he did. But I'm looking at him.
Like, listen,
and I see a tear.
If you leave, they're going to bully me. Stay, nigga.
I see a tear by his eye, right? I was like, oh shit, they about to break my boy.
Yo, everybody just imagine them about to show that you and a tear drop fall out your eye, dog.
Yo, hey, the funniest shit, bro. The funniest shit. So, when you start crying, they take off the hat, right? And then they put the hat on you to collect the fucking tears. Bro, the shit they be doing, is just funny as shit. I be watching them. I don't know why they're so fucking funny. And then they get mad for you laughing because they're telling you this is boot camp, not summer camp. Like, fuck off. Stop being so funny then.
Sorry, that's my thing. I'm not, what was I worried about happening with you going in there?
Oh,
is that you laughing at them niggas?
Bro, I laugh and I smile so much. That's half the reason why I was always in the pit.
In the pit. That's what I said. Come on, I know that's what I'm telling you. That's crazy.
What was, besides the whole shit incident and your knee damage, what was the most, like, were you ever at a point where you were going to break?
Swim week.
Yeah,
swim
when week. What the fuck, the fat ass name, no beach ass.
Zambrano and swim week. Zambrano and swim week were the two hardest, like.
So you ever moments. Wake up in the middle and say, Zambrano, no!
Nah.
I see him in the sleep.
I'm on a drone, Zambrano!
I told him I was going to see him at the Crucible, right? But then I saw him get in a fight at the Crucible. And, yo, he put their hands on that dude, right? So I was like, nah, bro, I'm going to let this nigga rock.
This is Zambrano, this is that guy.
Zambrano was that guy, bro. I would have fought him if he fought, like, six more people that day.
Okay, you want Zambrano, he tired.
At that point, I would have fought him.
Hey, but that's called fresh strategy. I respect it.
Right.
But
hey.
But the fresh Zambrano, no. Hell no.
So you're going to see him in 2 months then?
I don't know if they got RA. I got RA. So that's recruiter's which assistant. So I'm at the crib for an extra 14 days.
Mm.
But I'm going to see them at combat training. But they're going to be ahead of me at combat training.
Oh, okay.
Damn.
Hey, but bro, I mean, he can't be that bad, dog.
Yo, the boy bad. But the man 185 pounds, right? And he not muscle, he fat. But somebody that fat should not run a fucking 21-minute 3-mile. Somebody that fat should not swing their hand so fast. They might have excellent footwork and I clenched the man because I was tired. So I'm hugging him, you know, trying to hold his hand down. And yo, so my hands is like, it's just below his shoulder around his bicep, mm-hmm. right? So he have the T-Rex arms. So he puts out his arms, barely grabbed my waist and flipped me over.
Jeez.
Dog, wearing boxing gloves.
So he just basically put his nubs on you and then tossed you over.
The boy forearm tossed you.
Boss.
That's wild.
Right?
That's
type crazy. Of
shit. Bro, when I tell you I'm on the ground, and then he came over me, right? And he started punching me. And I'm down there like, yo, how the well, fuck I really no end gi? Up down here? I don't know. But yo, Timon.
Boy was training with a Kuma.
You know them shits, right? In those cartoons every day, like, I bet you're wondering how I ended up here.
Yo. Yo.
I was really down there like, bro, I clinched. Get your money, man. Like those. No, I'm hopeful. Yes, I am hopeful.
Oh, he sound like he's that been fighting all his life, dog.
Bro, he from Venezuela. He barely speak English. Like, I know he was fighting boys.
Some grano. See it, see it.
Nah, bro. I met some colorful characters, bro. Like, I really... I grew a bond with those people. Even Pratt, right? Because I hate Pratt so much, but I don't hate Pratt that much. You know what I mean? So he was my bunkmate, right? And he broke his back. But like, it wasn't that serious.
Hey! What do you mean the man broke his back?
I'm gonna need you to circle back.
Man's like, okay, yeah, I damaged my knee. One guy broke his face. This other guy broke his back.
He really broke.
But nothing serious. But nothing serious.
A disc slip.
Bro, that sounds painful.
I guess it was. Like, after his slip, like, he got, like, some nerve damage. He was, like, pissing himself and shit.
This man's valuation for injuries is gone.
And then, he getting full disability straight out the boot camp.
Right. Man's set for life.
Wild.
Imagine that. For your mother said, if you get strong and defend your country, you come back. Hey, moms, I can't do nothing.
Except collect checks. Cash his check real quick.
Yeah.
Yo. Nah, but like, let me see. I was talking about Pratt. What was I saying? Yeah, Pratt. Bro, he know, right? Like, he's not an only child, but he act like an only child. You know what I mean, Timon?
Sorry, no.
I saw his brother, right? He have a younger brother. His younger brother seem kind of slow.
Mm.
So that kind of give him the only child vibe still.
Okay. Like special slow or like...
Yeah, special slow. So,
sped.
We all in formation, right? And this man run into formation. So now his family is right behind my family. So now if your family behind my family, why wouldn't you walk behind me and just go straight into your family? My man trying to walk in front of me and walk through my family. I'm not gonna make that happen.
It was called Zambrano. It's
me. You know, like, he be doing shit like that. That's just so fucking stupid.
Just bump into people. Like, you're just like, why would you do this?
Yeah, bro. Every time he did something, I look at him. I was like, yo, why?
Yeah.
Bro,
yeah.
He bump into somebody, right? And his face always looks so fucking clueless.
Yep.
And he bump into somebody, and he don't say sorry. And that shit aggravate me, because he bump into me one time, and he ain't say sorry, so I slap him. So now, he bumping into people, and then we always arguing, because... Say sorry. Nigga, that's all it take now. Just say sorry. Nigga, don't see anything wrong with it.
Nigga, okay.
Bro, one time, right? The man running, and he bumped into me, but he lost footing because, like, the ground was all fucking, it was all wet and muddy and shit. And he fell down, and he landed in the water and, like, rolled over and all type of shit. And now he mad at me when he the one who run and bump into me. And I'm looking him in the face like, yo, I just don't fucking understand it. Mm-hmm. So you bump into me three times, you never apologize. You bump into me and now you fall down and you want me to apologize.
Man.
That is tough.
Where's the Pratt B? Caucasian?
Nah, he was Asian. A fat Asian.
Didn't see that coming. His last name is Pratt.
I didn't see that coming at all.
And he always lying.
That's his English name.
And he always lying. This man said, right, he used to be, first of all, I came there, Pratt was like 240 pounds. He was one of the people that failed the IST, so he should have been dropped. He's saying he was 185 pounds, 5% body fat and a D1 wrestler. Mm-hmm. And he could do 100 pull-ups.
Okay.
Hey, remember, Timon's best is 70. That's why Timon don't believe it.
And you know, it's crazy. That's crazy. D1 wrestler, right? 100 pull-ups. 185 pounds. 5% body fat.
That boy swear he done near Cormier.
And this man said he used to eat 12,000 calories. Timon, do you know what 12,000 calories is?
Yeah, that is what man like Brian Sean so eat.
Brian Sean can't have that much calories.
Let me see which calories that
Buzz, no. Bruh, I know these bodybuilders, 350 pounds or so, they struggling.
That's about the power lifters.
They struggling to eat, right? Fucking 6,000 calories. Like
he said he double that regularly.
Yeah, I'ma tell you, boss.
Yeah, Brian Shaw eats 12,000 calories a day. Exactly.
Crazy. And that man is
like half school and so. Them big niggas that do strongman.
Strongman.
I watch them on YouTube and so the amount of food they have to eat is ridiculous.
Yeah,
that man they're for something. Hey, yeah. I just googled it and it said that The Rock eats at least 8,000.
The Rock don't eat 8,000, because if The Rock eat 8,000, The Rock,
I don't think he qualifies for 8,000.
He said he eats 6,000 to 8,000 when he's preparing for a role.
He bulking?
The Rock has a lie.
But he also on steroids.
The Rock still trying to say that he not on steroids.
Nah, he clear steroids.
Nah, that boy juicing.
He also eating. He also
been claiming that he wasn't on steroids. Like, I don't believe anything
The man is? He on steroids.
Yeah, I know that. You know that. But he's still claiming he not.
Greg Deuce said he's not natty.
Not natty, my boy.
Yeah, that's it. Greg Deuce said it's true.
I could believe that he eating that much, though.
I can.
Yeah.
I definitely
would believe that.
I go lie. I was eating around like 5,000 calories after we became Marines. Because remember, I told you they time us to eat. Mm-hmm. So after we became Marines, they gave us like 30 minutes to eat. And I ate every day. I ate 9 peanut butter jelly cookie sandwiches.
Cookie.
So for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, I had a peanut butter jelly sandwich with a cookie slapped in the middle.
Tristan.
I had 3 of them with each meal.
That's the good life.
That can't be the good life. Like, what kind of shit you be taking?
Bro, I left. So I finished a Crucible 170 something pounds. And then I went up to fucking 190 in like 2 weeks because I was eating a whole bunch of shit. I came home and I lost the majority of the weight.
So what routines that you can't cut right now, now that you're back from training?
Like what is this, you know?
I feel exactly the same.
Ugh. Everything was undone.
I'm supposed to shave every day, and I'm not shaving. I feel exactly the fucking same. My voice changed, apparently.
Yeah, it's just how you've been doing a lot of shouting and your voice. It's an overuse.
I hear waterboarding does that. I don't know information they're trying to get out to you, but...
Bro, it's funny now because I was planning to send a letter, right, to Jaron. And I was going to encode it, right? I make it seem like I was telling him, like, okay, at 12 o'clock tonight, make sure you leave the back door open. Right? And I had this whole thing about creating a cryptograph that the military will be able to easily crack because it will be, like, a very simple one, common one. And I was going to just try to...
I don't think they screen our letters.
That's what I was hoping.
You would have did all that for nothing.
For nothing. But I would know. So it would be fun to me.
This nigga has been content. Yeah,
you know I did.
His nigga.
So, just in case he got caught and like, sorry, we need to talk to you because somebody sent this letter. We need to figure out where in Canada he's from and what's his motive. And yeah, sir. It's like, sir.
Erica sent me the address too. Me say, I'm gonna wrap on paper on a rock. I write on the rock. Fuck you, bitch. That's so not a geek. And I'd be sure to put a smile on his face.
I would appreciate it. That smile probably get me sent to the pit. But
you're not around, go to the pit.
But I would appreciate that. That sounds like it would have been funny as shit.
So Erica, just because I'm not on, it can't really send me like that from here. Or can we? Can do that, KL?
I have no clue. I've lived in Antigua my whole life and I don't know shit about it.
But I didn't even know how to send mail until I got there.
That's the only reason I didn't send my shit now, because I was like, I have to buy stamps.
Like, how does this work?
Like, that seemed like too much work. I'm pretty sure I learned it in primary school. You put the header and the thing and address and return address. And I was like, yeah, that's a learning curve.
Hey, question. So what would be your most memorable whatever from that experience? And also, when you were there, what thoughts started to play in your mind more? Because, okay, like, for instance, I'll give a simple example. I started watching this show on Netflix called Alone, where they send 10 people into some remote place to basically survive and see who can survive the longest. And then
the Spanish guy bad no for
them. When they go there... You start see all kind of people start like they, that's when you know you had time for think a lot, and he started to miss his dad and he didn't talk to his dad forever. So like so that's what I'm asking. Like when you were there, basically kind of isolated from everybody in a sense, like what was the thought that was more prominent on your mind?
I get what you're saying. I started appreciating my relationships, like my friends and my family and whatnot, bro. Like, y'all know I have, like, everyone claims that I have daddy issues, right?
Sadness and stuff.
Everyone claims that I have daddy issues. I still don't believe it. But, like, the time when we were there, so my senior drill instructor, for short, he would call me Tom, right? And I developed this pride in my last name. Because, like, the Tomlinsons, they did shit. You know, they... It's not a bad last name. It's not a bad family to come from. So, like, I develop a strong sense of pride in my last name. I wouldn't allow it. I just thought about my friends. I just thought about people I love. I was ready to go.
Yeah, I'm really glad you check. Because I come with a mental struggle and all, you check.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, come on.
So at no point you would think about that Brano person. What's your name?
Zambrano.
Zambrano,
my boy. Like, I talk to him, right? He barely talk English now. But that nigga funny as shit.
If he named Zambrano, I'd expect he didn't speak any English real.
Yeah,
Zambrano came here for business, sir. Not no talking or communicating and friends. Came here to put people down and shoot people.
I developed an addiction to gunpowder.
Talk to me.
The smell of it, or
the smell of it. That
smell
shit.
Like, always smell like diesel.
Like fuel.
I don't even know how to explain it, right? But
you just sound like it smells like you can go boom for real.
Every time, yes. Like, also, I always like the smell of like burnt bush. Like, you know, if they burn something, right? And then the next 2 days, how it smells, just smoky and nice.
Like smoke. Yeah,
like I love that shit. But every time I bust the M16, right, and the fucking the black smoke like come around, you just, bro, yeah, I was,
the... yeah.
Every time, yo, I take a shot and I'll hear.
John, the only man at the stiff hot bar and have to eat shots.
You crazy? I damn be long.
You are tweaking.
This sweetener, brother.
You don't never shot a gun. I want crazy. Go shooting range.
No, the smell was more sweet than shooting, dog. Like I really enjoy that hammer. Smell.
Okay.
Crazy.
Cling.
I was going crazy,
Timon, on the shooting range. A girl got the best shooter, which kind of pissed me off. But then
was she Asian?
Huh?
She Asian.
Nah, it was a white girl. It's a white girl. She's from Virginia. Virginia racist.
Okay,
so
yeah, never mind. Yeah,
Virginia racist. So, you know.
Say no more, my boy.
So I let that rock.
First off, what color was the target?
Yeah, black. Trust me, man. I don't make all the jokes. That's it.
That girl tap into her alter ego. Niggers! Niggers!
Accuracy. Pinpoint accuracy.
Dress on the ER.
She called her parents. I got all headshots. She's like, honey, you're pretty good today.
Today is wild. Ooh.
How was the mixing and matching of like with like guys and girls and stuff? Like, what's the dynamic, Damon? Yeah.
So we weren't allowed to speak to the girls until we became Marines.
So no sex.
Yeah. So no.
Boom, boom. He said speak. No.
I mean,
you could try.
A lot of things.
You could try sneak if you wanted to, but I wasn't interested in that because we didn't have enough time to shower, right?
Mm. Yeah, that is.
And the same amount of time that we have, they have. So if we're supposed to be out at 04:15, they're supposed to be out at 04:15. And if I couldn't shower in that amount of time, that means they couldn't shower in that amount of time either.
Water cold or warm? That's a stupid question. Sorry.
The water hot now. Water fucking hot.
I thought it would be cold.
I wish it was cold because the water was scalding.
Oh.
Oh.
They can't even get nothing nice now.
Jesus, me.
So yeah, I'm saying that, like, if I can't shower, that means they can't shower, and we never did try and make no cream cheese with them. So. So I was watching the other youth man and them try to talk to the girl and they was like, y'all need to do better with y'all life.
They didn't think it through.
I remember we were out doing land nav. So they just take us out to the woods, right? They give us a compass, a map, and some coordinates. And you're supposed to go find these dog tags. And yeah, we were out there and everybody just funky.
Like green.
Like not ass. Just green. Some people green. Some people smell like ass. Some people smell like they need to wash them bud. Some girls smell like fish. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like everybody was just fucking funky. So I'm watching people. I'm watching them like talking up to each other. I was like, oh, y'all dirty. Like I accepted the people in my platoon being funky because I was around their smell all day, every day.
Yeah, you get used to that.
But then the other people,
damn,
that was a different thing.
Damn, I don't think I could do that. That would get to me the most. That would be my breaking point mentally.
Bro,
every day,
we were in the camo uniform. Right?
I don't know. I think I could get used to it. I went to Sheridan.
Bro. Nah, bro. Every day we're in these damn camos, right? And you're wearing the same camo for a week. Well, I guess you could change your camo if you wanted to, but that's just hard fucking work because you have to go and fucking move the shit to blouse your boots. You got to transfer the belt. And you know how belts usually go in from left to right? Well, this fucking belt. No. Belt used to go from right to left. This belt, you go from left to right. It's just, no. How the fucking belt?
How many uniforms they give y'all?
We had 3 woodlands and 2 deserts.
When you're washing, so
every week they take one of your pair to wash. That's so if you choose to wear 2, then
yeah,
that's on you.
So you can take off certain uniform when you are doing certain workouts or no?
We took the blouse off every time we're going to the pit, and you have to clear your pocket.
No snacks.
Hey.
So wait, if you go,
you know it's crazy though.
We're in the pit and it's muddy on Monday. And yeah, they have to watch.
You're wearing that muddy uniform all week.
Check, and he said that place they flood.
Bro.
And he in the pit every day.
No, the uniform dry real quick, you know. The uniform dry real quick. I don't know what the material will be, but it dry quick, no bitch. And then when the sun hot, the uniform dry in like 15 minutes.
Yeah, okay.
Like, you will be soaking wet, and in like 15 minutes, you're dry, but you're just sticky now.
Yeah.
The worst thing is we were out in like the swamps and alligators and fucking, bro, I see rattlesnakes, I see alligators, and they still have us dragging through fucking muddy water. I was like, bro, we saw an alligator maybe like 20 feet from here, just across these bushes, right? Like, we just stepped from that part of the water and behind the tree line, and they have us like dragging through these water. My bro, I know they heard a little rattle over there earlier in a fucking rattlesnake, and we still dragging through water. The thing about it is, right, Timon, when you just embrace how bad it is, everything
it's not sucks. So bad after all.
Yeah, once you just embrace it, bro, it's fine. Like, I learned that every time we got there and I saw dirty water, just drop down in it. Because they're going to make us go in the dirty water regardless. But once you willingly drop in the dirty water, they kind of leave you alone for a little while. Because it's like, all right, he already know the drill.
I guess that's very beneficial to you, like, the army. Because, like, they put you through the worst hell. So nothing else can really bother you because, like, you've been through shit, like... You know, some people were like, oh, fuck, I went to the bank and they told me I can't get my money until next week. That's the worst thing that ever happened to them. But, like, you had to, like, go about your day with shit in your ass and go in and pay and do stuff.
Right?
Like, the bank is not going to trouble you.
It wasn't in my ass for that long because we have we have all the hygiene bag and I have wet wipes in my hygiene bag.
Okay, that's all you
need. And in my hygiene bag, I got fucking wet wipes. That day we had a fucking we had PT, so that's where we go outside and we run 3 miles. And my man behind the fucking racks, I got in my hygiene bag, I got my fucking wipes, and I wiped my ass, dog. And that fucking I took those fucking wipes. I couldn't go back into the fucking head to flush that shit. I just threw that shit in the fucking dumpster right in the back. And then some other niggas, they took that shit out. They take it out every morning. But every time we leave, they go and they dump it out. So I give no fucks.
So which one, okay, out of all of us here, who you think would survive the longest in your enlistment program?
Melvin.
Okay, first off, tell me why. Tell me why.
Wanted to hear his name.
That's what's up. That's what's up, yo.
The boy wanted to hear his name so bad.
Yeah. You see, yo, Melvin said...
That's actually facts, though.
You see, yo, Melvin been here and he didn't say anything. Like, Melvin...
You're the most disciplined.
Yes, Melvin, have the most discipline. I feel like Melvin is... He would be one of the stanchion... So he'd be somebody that stand up by one of the fucking uprights. And he would just blend in. Like, they wouldn't see him to fuck with him. He wouldn't be saying anything for them to fuck with him. So he just blend in.
Interesting.
That actually sounds right, still. Like, I'm not looking for problems.
If you're quiet, they leave you alone, you know. But,
yo, the thing is, right, y'all know this nigga the way I know this nigga, right? So I hear what you're saying, because I see it when I look at him, but I know too much.
Nah, it depends on who I'm around.
Well, nigga, Melvin decided to see somebody in a perfect position to get kicked down.
Melvin's face, when he tried to, like, act like he's not paying attention, like, he tried to be serious, not alone. I got messages and stuff. Look for you extra hard. You can actively see Melvin trying not to try.
Nah, bro. Like, my money, I'm fucking Melvin.
Okay, so Melvin, would you ever enlist for any reason?
Yeah, actually, I would. Just to see if I could do it as like a challenge for myself. Like, yeah.
I go,
what's up?
It's a part of my self-improvement. That's why I challenge myself in doing this shit.
Did it work, though?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Maybe you'll figure it out later. Like, it's too early.
You have to settle in.
I've been more productive, right? I've been more productive. I don't let shit last for too long. Like I say, I'm going to go do something. I get up and I do it right away. So I understand I have like these tendencies, but... So, aside from just getting up and doing shit right away, I feel like I am exactly the same. I just cuss more now.
So has Erica seen any difference for the couple of days you've been back besides your voice?
I don't know. She's sleeping. I don't know. Man, Erica still had the same arguments because Erica still can't drive. Like 3 months now.
Is she up? Call her for a second now.
Yo, hear what? Me, you ain't even need to talk to Erica. Jared, I've been back. How long have you reached back? Less than a week?
Friday.
Yeah, Friday.
Friday, the boy reached back. You check. And me done see Erica out and about. I have self-care days, which she said.
Especially the me time.
I want to hear Erica's point of view, Jaren.
Erica, stick at this nigga.
Erica!
I am curious.
Erica! Come here, please.
Erica.
Yo, Jaren, I have a question.
Yo.
You know who David Goggins is?
Yes.
Ooh, that's that nigga.
Do you, like, what do you think of him?
I fuck with Goggins.
Yeah?
Like,
do you, like, look for him for inspiration? Like, you know, I'm guessing you know his story about, like, how he came from, like, nothing and kind of, like, built himself up to the person he is now.
Yes. I read his book. And, yeah. Like, honestly, I'm about to go get the...
Books now?
Huh? Yeah, he have two.
It's probably the audiobook, don't even lie.
No, I read his book. I'm going to get the audiobook, the one with The Rock. But I read They Can't Hurt Me.
I heard that one. Yeah,
I listened to the second one, not the first one.
Yeah, like I fuck with him, like
bro, it's not even that. Is the man would run his joints in him weary. And I'm like, that's why he didn't report your injury, because like this man would run until like his cartilage and stuff like just is bone on bone.
Is yeah,
what's his name? Great David Goggins.
David Goggins. This man, yeah. He retired.
Stay hard.
He retired Navy SEAL. Like,
oh, that nigga, yeah, he and Chris, man.
He's
negative buoyancy and like he was in the ocean, like, yeah.
Yeah, wild. He's sick. No, I don't know what kind of pain you have to go through in life to want to be that.
Yeah.
He got the pull-up record, like 2,000 pull-ups or some shit.
It's like those marathons, like it's nothing.
You know,
I respect him, bro. Like he, bro, it's when I discovered those type of shit. That's when I started my self improvement, like 2-3 years ago. That's when I started working out to start losing all the weight, bro. Cause yeah, I remember how fat I fucking got. Like that's when I started my self improvement. I discovered David Goggins.
Nah, I never see you. I never saw you when you were fat, so I don't even know what you look like.
Yeah,
that's it's okay. We didn't see him that much either. He took a pull out of the camera.
Yeah, no. This nigga came default with cookie crumbs on his face.
Nah, bro. Like right now, I'm about like 180 something, and when I was about 240, I was around 250. Ooh. I was around 250.
Yeah.
And I step on the scale. I saw how heavy I was. I stopped stepping on the scale for like 3 weeks, and I was working out. So I don't really claim that weight. I claim from 236 or some shit like that. And then I started working out from there, getting in shape.
Yeah, the other day I stepped on the scale, it was 213.
So 13? 1-3? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's not that bad.
It's not that bad. I feel like I got this off in a minute.
I haven't been over 200 pounds in 3 years, Timon.
Chris, stop bragging, huh? How about that? These mans can't even be fighting
people. Not even gonna lie, I'm like 200 pounds myself.
Okay, but you long.
Yeah, you're
like 6'4".
Yo, I'm trying to get to 200.
I'm trying to get more, to be honest.
Was that so Justin? Tell me
what, I'm trying to get to 200, so tell me what to do to bulk up.
Peanut butter and jelly cookie sandwiches.
With a cookie in the middle.
Yeah, it has to be in the middle. Sorry, it
has
be
to
off.
Be in the middle, not even on the side.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
That's all the calories you need right there. Just eat some protein.
It's not basically just like increasing like your calorie intake over like your daily
over
amount.
Your expenditure. Mm. Like once you eat more calories, but you need to be eating good calories too, like healthy foods.
Yeah, good calories are expensive.
So what?
Anyways, Erica, Tim, I have a question for you.
Yeah, Erica.
Hold on. She not.
Oh, she can't hear yet. Sorry.
Alright, nah. She just woke up.
Oh damn!
She was saw more manly than you or something?
Yeah, boy. Yeah, boy. Fuck this right now. That's what you want. In the years, you'll be ha 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 ha.
I thought that was like the fan or something. Fucking holy.
Yo, so Tim, one of the things I missed the most was actually cooking. The food that they had was good as shit, but I miss.
Wait, who like, food was good?
The military food.
Oh, okay. I thought we were talking about the box lunches or something.
I'm like, I thought we shit down those. Like, come on.
Yeah.
No, don't be talking about my box chow. Because my box chow was good as fuck. That cold sandwich box, that shit grow on you.
I'm telling you.
What if you put that look mayo at
first
the top?
Off, bro. Don't let them convince you that that was good. That's trauma talking.
Bro, that mayo, when you put the mayo at the top, you squiggle it up. Then you put the mustard. You put some black pepper and some ketchup. Then you cut your egg. And you put your egg over that turkey sandwich with the cheese. Bro, and you slap that other piece of cold bread on top of that bitch.
No, yo. Just going for my quiz to check.
I'm telling you, bro, I appreciated anything that came my way. Dog, I didn't eat, y'all know I never like okra, right? And this is the South, so they cook okra for some fucking reason. I didn't know people did that outside the Caribbean.
I didn't know either.
But I was killing okra. And you know what else they have?
Mango.
Fucking Cassie.
Yeah, really?
Cassie. Yes, they make Cassie bars.
Really?
I don't know what they call it.
A Caribbean man went to the army, was like, so y'all just letting all this food go to waste? And he said, what do you mean?
Bro, I used to eat Cassie, but I didn't really like it that much. I just
same.
Ate it.
I don't know what my grandmother gave me.
No, all that shit good as fuck. Like, boss, I don't like fungi, but I can kill a fungi right now.
Mm-mm. How about mango?
No. I don't really have a problem with mango. Now, Timo, what you need to understand, my issue with mango is, right?
When he cold?
Is that, no. I hate frozen and cold mango, and I hate soft mango. But my biggest issue with mango is, right? The mango truck will come in. I feel it's my bucket of mango now. Hey, I feel it sit down and I'm all the mango now. And then she smacks she lip. Boy, me could have go for some mango right now. Feel it. It just them a bucket full of mango.
Yeah, the mango then slap that. You understand?
Like, must be sitting up. I mean, you watch grandma and I'm 10 mango now. And then after she hit the 10 mango, she tell one more. Like, sit down. Yo, that just frustrates me so much.
Dude, boy, so that could never be me.
First off, I understand. I can sit down and eat a bucket of mango.
Nah,
you just chat and eat. Chat, pee, and eat, bro.
But when I see certain things, it just makes my back. And because of that, I just start hating mango.
What are the benefits of mango, really?
Sweet.
Because I feel like it's just sugar and sugar. So back in the day when old people used to eat all these fruits and cane, how come not, like, all old people are diabetic? That's not how sugar they're taking. Now. Every season, they get different.
Most of them are. Most of them are.
That sugar different from the processed sugar, man.
Yeah, that's true.
That sugar different from the processed sugar. Because if that was the case, I would, my fucking blood sugar would be high. Because before I left there, right, I ate a whole ton of fruits. Like, I always eat them pineapple, strawberries, fucking bananas. Like, I eat a whole lot of. I make fruit salads like pretty much every day. I've been getting back into my fruit salads. And you know, right now I got this unhealthy addiction to sunflower seeds and fucking pistachio.
Mm-hmm. You just love work. Because what the fuck?
Right?
Come on, could you, right?
I start cracking open my shit, right? And 2 hours, I still eat that shit.
Darling, please stop.